Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on. Where my islanders? Can some of y'all run down here to the front real quick? I gotta know who's in the building. Where my islanders? I need y'all to run down here. Come on, let me see you.
Hallelujah. I believe. Do you believe this morning? Do you believe in Jehovah today? Do you trust in God? Do you understand that no matter what you are experiencing right now, no matter what you are fighting at this very moment, God still is in control and has victory in store for you? Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, where we are empowering your life and reviving your soul with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and God has a great word for you today. We are in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 11, and Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Again, that is Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 11, and Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Both of those are in the Old Testament. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how you can tune in and stay connected with me. Join me live right here, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio for Daily Fire by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. Can't tune in live? Then get the recording text to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern by following the podcast. Follow by texting the letters DS, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text to let you know that you're following Daily Fire. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as more information about me, my itinerary, prior sermons, the link to my law office site, the ability to contact me with your prayer requests, your testimonies, your booking requests, and to donate to the ministry as I do a lot of outreach for others. It is all available on my ministry website, rossi.org. That is rawsi.org. And donations can also be made via Cash App, $RossiWilliams. R-A-W-S-I Williams. But if you go to the website, you can actually see a lot of the outreach that is being that has been done. And just send me your prayer requests and testimonies. All right, let's get into this word. We're in the books of Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. And then I'll go to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, reading from the KJV. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he, meaning Adam, said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he, meaning the Lord, said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That was God. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is, why are you hiding your true self? Why are you hiding your true self? Brothers and sisters, at some point, the real you just gotta come out. At some point, no matter how much you try to hide it, no matter how much you try to modify it, no matter how much you try to put on a facade or put forth your representative to people, the core of who you are is going to come out. The real you at some point is just going to stop hiding. The true you at some point is going to be like Adam responding to God, I hid myself because I was naked. In other words, the real me, the unmasked me, the vulnerability of me and the vulnerable me, it was there naked to be seen, and I was not accustomed to you seeing the true me. I was accustomed to you seeing me clothed in fig leaves. I was accustomed to you seeing the Adam that I was putting forth, not the Adam who had chosen to listen to the mate you gave me, who told me to operate and act in opposition to you. I was accustomed to being the head. I was accustomed to being in a position of dominance, but I had failed you, God, Lord. So I hid myself because now I was naked. All of my flaws, all of my faults, all of my imperfections, all of my sin, it was there, laid bare before you. So I hid myself, Lord. And then God asked him, Who told you that you were naked? Because before you stepped out into sin, before you ate of the tree of which I told you and Eve not to eat, you only knew the goodness of life. You only knew the greatness of life because I protected you and I hidden you from all of the iniquity. So you had no knowledge of the other side. So you must have eaten from the tree, and then you felt like your eyes were opened, and because your eyes were opened, you saw your true self that was no longer just hidden from you because I covered you with my holiness. Why are you hiding from your true self? Brothers and sisters, there are many of you out here living a lie today. Many of you are living a facade. There are things in you that you want to accomplish in life, but you want, because in order to accomplish them, the facade has to come off. The fig leaves have to be cast aside, and you have to be willing to expose your faults, your iniquities, your fallacies. You have to be willing to expose your imperfection to the world, and because of that, you are hiding, Lord, your true self, you will never be able to attain the greatness that God has placed on you and the anointing that he has placed on your life if you will not first deal with the nakedness of you, if you will not first understand that you are going to have to just be who God called you to be. It doesn't matter if no one else wants to be that. It doesn't matter if you lose followers. It doesn't matter if you will lose friends. But just like in Jeremiah, first chapter 1, verse 5, that I read unto you today, God said to him, look, before I even formed you in the belly, before your father's sperm ever made contact with your mother's egg, can I just get real with you today? Before they even met, before they even had the sexual relation that brought about the ability for the sperm to be released to make contact with your mother's egg, before that egg ever implanted itself in the womb, before they ever took a pregnancy test or missed a period, before the physician ever gave the formal diagnosis, before they ever started talking about baby names for you, I knew you, glory, and I ordained you into this earth to be used for my glory. But in order to do so, you're going to have to stop worrying about what everybody else thinks about you. Is this good teaching? You're going to have to stop worrying about your past. You're going to have to stop worrying about who thinks you're qualified and who does not think you're qualified. You're going to have to stop worrying about who is going to open the door for you, because God opened the door when he allowed you to be birthed into the nation. You don't have to try to see, can you make the best connections and the best contacts? While it is nothing wrong with putting yourself out there and doing the things you're supposed to do to make full proof of your ministry and to perfect your craft, don't get caught up in depending on man to put you out there, or depending on woman to put you out there, or that you got to bow down to this one or that one so that they can do these things for you. Don't get caught up in you can't go forward because everyone knows your past. Don't let the devil deceive you and rob you of your greatness because you're hiding from your true self and because you're hiding from whomever you really are at the core. Your giftings and your talents cannot be used in an optimal operation, my God. There are businesses in some of you. There are churches in some of you. There are ministries in some of you. There's money in many of you. There's so many things. There's encouragers and teachers and pastors and prophets. You know, there are world changers and leaders and influencers and politicians. There's greatness in you to be used by God to expand the kingdom. But because you keep hiding, Jesus, because you don't want to deal with the sin, because you don't want people to have to see the real you, you just do like Adam and you run and hide. But your hiding is interfering with your destiny. Did you hear me? We're about to go into prayer. Your hiding is interfering with your destiny. You're hiding the true you on your job because if they were to see the real you, they couldn't take it. But every day you hate going into that job because you are so stifled. You're hiding or diminishing your talent in relationship because in order for you to stay in that relationship where the person you're in relationship with always dims his or her own light, you have to dim your light. You can't shine as brightly as you could and as you should, because then that person would feel insecure within him or herself. So in order for you to keep settling for less than what you should have been settling for, you will stay there and dim your 100 watts giftings and talents down to a 30-watt bulb, hiding your true self because you don't want to lose a relationship that's not even allowing you to be yourself in the first place. You're staying right there in that church or in that ministry where you can't be used because they don't want to use you. They're afraid to use you, or they're afraid of you shining. And then they will tell you you can't be used, but they'll use someone else who's not living the life you're living. You can't continue to allow yourself to be stifled by your own fear to step out and be vulnerable. Stop hiding. Who told you that you were naked? Who told you that you were not worthy? Who told you that you have no gifting or talent worthy to be used in this earth? Will you stop hiding? Because hiding your soul is interfering with your destiny. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory for this empowering word here on Daily Fire in today's devotion to challenge us to answer the question, why are we hiding? Why are we hiding our true selves? Why are we afraid, God? Why are we afraid to step out? Why are we afraid to deal with our fallacies and our inadequacies and our insecurities and our sin? Why, God, are we afraid to submit our lives to you and allow you to cover all of those imperfections? Why are we hiding from ourselves? Why are we living beneath our gifts, living beneath our talent, living beneath our anointing, living beneath our privilege, living beneath our titles, living beneath our academics, living beneath our own destiny? God, to make someone else feel good, to keep a few followers or friends, to not buck up against the status quo. Oh, God, empower us today to step out on faith, to quit running from the destiny you've given us, to quit hiding from the core of our very self, but to say, I am anointed by God. And before my parents even thought about coming together, God had already ordained me to be used, so I will step forth in my gift. I will step forth in my talent. Whatever my lane is, I will not only live in that lane, but I will prosper in that lane. No more hiding. There is no more hiding. I'm going to be who God told me to be. Now, Father, help each of us. Help each of us to say that and believe it. Help each of us to step out in our destiny, to not worry about who likes us, who doesn't, who's going to come with us, who wants. Help us to stop hiding from our true selves so that your kingdom can be expanded. Today we remove the mask and we introduce the world to the true us. Now, Father, save, sanctify, heal, deliver, bless, open doors, make ways, answer prayers, Father. Uplift, encourage, Father. Do what only you can do for everyone listening right now, for those with whom they will share this devotion, for those whom will listen later. Victory belongs to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we receive it. Come on and say, thank you, Lord. Say, I introduce the world to the true me today. Amen, amen. Let me do the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. Come on and just keep praising him. Just say, today I remove the mask. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who've been putting your representatives out there instead of your true selves, for those of you who've been walking around wearing multiple masks because to be the true you would cause you to lose friends or followers or some family members, for those of you who've been living beneath your privilege at work and relationship, in your own lives, in your own churches, wherever you may be, because you just wanted to go along to get along. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of not being who you called me to be. I repent of not letting the world see my true self. Because hiding has interfered with my destiny. Hiding has interfered with you using me for the kingdom. Hiding has caused me to forget who I am myself. Hiding has caused me not to live my best life. Lord, I've been afraid. I've hidden from my true self. I've hidden from my past. I've hidden because I didn't want to be alone. I've hidden because I didn't want to lose my job. I've hidden because I wanted people to like me. I've hidden because I didn't want to have to leave my ministry. I've hidden because I allowed myself to be deceived. But no more. Today, I release the true me that you ordained me to be. Now, Father, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am saved. I am rededicated, and I will be used for the kingdom of God in operation of my true self. I say thank you, Jesus. Come on, tell him I say thank you, Jesus. Today, I unmask. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. You're in your church services, your Bible study. This is how you stay saved. You're in devotion daily. Tune in here with me for Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. If you can't tune in live at 7, make sure you follow so you'll get the recording text to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222 right now. And remember, visit me on rossi.org to learn more, send me your prayer requests, testimonies, and donate to Bless the Ministry. That's rawsi.org. Now, you've heard our topic. This is your task for today. Unmask. Be the true you. I promise you, you'll find more happiness in just being yourself. Because once you can see who the true you is, then you will be open and ready to fix anything that needs to be fixed while still maintaining the core identity of yourself. But if you're fake, you can't even fix the issues because someone's fixing a fake person. Be the true you and then submit that to God. I promise you he'll cover you and he'll clothe you. All right. Your change is here. I'll see you live at 7 a.m. in the morning for Daily Fire, empowering your life, reviving your soul. I'm Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.